Tobias, we had a chance to speak with you earlier this morning as you were on site at Creekside, a nursing and rehabilitation center. Please give us an update on Creekside.
Yeah, so they are just wrapping up, moving the last of the patients over to the fairgrounds. Just a tremendous effort from everybody. I mean, just to come together and to move patients that quickly. Got an opportunity to walk through the facility, and it is just astonishing. I can't imagine being in there as the water levels rose. I mean, some of the water lines, Heather, I mean, it was literally 3 foot in the room in some of these patients' room. And to talk to some of the patients, you know, you ask them, what did you do? And they said, you know, well, thank goodness the mattress kind of floated. And I can't imagine what they went through.
About 80 residents of that nursing home, is that correct?
That's correct. 80 residents are being moved to the fairgrounds there in Marion County. And what they're doing there is they're staging. So now Creekside has their people on the ground there, and they are working with their facilities in Harrison to get them placed. And also at this time, we've got a phone number, too, where family members of the residents of Creekside can call. And what this number will do is it will forward to the administrator at Creekside, and that will allow them to be able to check on their loved ones. And that number is 870-449-4202. And again, that's going to, they were just getting that set up right here at the noon hour to be able to get that to forward to that administrator. And also what they're doing is as they begin to place these patients, they're being able to call that person of contact, and they're letting that loved one know where those patients are being moved as a courtesy to them. But I can tell everybody, rest assured, everybody looks good. Everybody's in good spirits over there. But I'll tell you, they've definitely been through it the last few hours. But I'll tell you what, the tremendous amount of effort from everybody that came together, Heather, there wasn't one injury in the transport of all these patients and during this whole ordeal, which is, astonishing, really, when you think about when you see the damage and as pictures and all those things start to come out and you see some of that damage. It's just a tremendous effort. And, you know, everybody from the county there in Marion County, you know, their Office of Emergency Management folks, you know, the folks at Baxter Health, both our home health service and our, you know, some of our clinic people came over there. It just, everybody rallied and just, you know, nurses, retired nurses showed up. And then, of course, we have several EMS crews there that were transporting patients. So just everybody to work hand in hand and to do that and to get those patients to a dry, safe place, it was pretty astounding to see behind the scenes.
Again, the fairgrounds will be used as a staging area as you relocate the residents of Creekside, among 80 residents being relocated. Can you tell us where all they're going to be relocated to?
They're trying to get most of them to Harrison, where they have sister facilities over there. They're trying to go there, and then there was also looking at a place in Searcy for a few of them, and they were trying to keep them in the region as best they could. But that was the last time, and right before I left, I checked with them, and that's what they were just trying to figure out the logistics of all that. Now, but they did say, you know, it could take up to 12 hours, maybe even longer, to get all these patients, you know, placed and transported and to the facility, and actually be able to shut down the fairgrounds there.
There was a call earlier for blankets, towels, food. Is that still the greatest need at this time?
You know, the community responded. I saw people started bringing in bags of clothes. There was towels. At this time, they have everything that they need, I'm told. But, you know, as needs arise, we will reach back out to you all and let you know. But right now, it sounds like everything's they're pretty good shape.
An amazing story coming out of Yellville this morning. Tobias, thank you for your time.
Thank you all.